This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to get
gentlemen, this is the biggest piece of breaking news in years. We already have the pedophile networks imploding at the Vatican, at the Pentagon, at the major universities, at the public schools, at the Protestant churches. This is how this group of globalists using intelligence ops, this multinational corporate group, especially like Spectre, but in the real world, gets into organizations and takes them over by compromising people. This is so absolutely ultra massive, ladies and gentlemen. This is so huge. Dan Bongino, the former head Secret Service agent when they did foreign details, so the head Secret Service agent for foreign operations, who quit the White House of Obama because he said it's so evil on the show. He said it many times. It's worse than you know, Alex. It's worse than you know. He's had his house broken into, his car broken into, his family threatened. When I've had other Secret Service sources about Hillary and her collapsing because of a brain tumor, reportedly, he gets death threats when he wasn't my source on that. Everything Dan Bongino has ever told me has been here on air. Well, the Clintons had their operatives out saying he was a liar and that Hillary treated the Secret Service great and that Hillary was a wonderful person. When I personally talked to Secret Service, and I've talked to Blackwater people that are on record as of protecting her, and that she treats you like an animal. That's been in books. You don't look her in the eyes. She hates dogs, screams and yells. They bring a search dog in. More stuff. I mean, she is a monster. She's well known. FBI agents have gone public that were in the White House. You name it. They're into desecration. People said, why does she hang crack pipes in 1995 on the Christmas tree and little pictures of Mao and Stalin? It was to desecrate the tree, to desecrate symbols of beauty and wholesomeness and goodness. Now breaking on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, ex-Secret Service agent threatens to drop new details about Bill Clinton and Lolita Express, the admitted pedophile plane flying children to the Caribbean island that Bill Clinton flew to, that Kevin Spacey was on, that Harvey Weinstein was on. They would go to known Islamic countries where sheiks have legal harems because Muhammad had sex with girls as young as 9. So they say it's okay. You know about women being kidnapped, taken there? This is huge. And this is who they are. And the story is there. Speaking back with the Clinton official that was saying he was a liar about her being rude to Secret Service agents, he called them a fraud before dropping his threat to expose more. Be careful, Nick. People know things not yet released publicly about your messiah, Hillary. Don't poke the bear, loser. You may not like the results. Hashtag Epstein. Hashtag Emailgate. Tweeted Bongino. Be careful, Nick. People know things not yet released publicly. He followed up asking Merrill, dear Nick, are you guys sure you know everyone on the Epstein planes? Because they mask a bunch of the names. Dear Nick, are you sure you destroyed all those Blackberries? Was there government property in the bunch? Hashtag people know. Dan Bongino at D Bongino. It's going wide open. I personally talked to high-level Interpol. I personally talked to people, the highest levels of systems across the planet. They know what you do to the little kids, globalists. They know. And so good luck with what you're trying. And good luck with all the other stuff you pulled. And good luck putting out some fake stories, hoping we report on those, discredit the whole thing. Humanity's awakening to you, and nothing on earth is going to protect you. So get ready to meet judgment. Get ready for judgment day, bitches.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds, things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. Listen to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Well, I already planned to come in here today on Black Friday and break down the fact that we've got more than 10,000 pedophiles and child porn dealers, child rapists, child traffickers busted. We're not just talking about somebody with child porn. A lot of them have been involved in that. We're talking about more than 2,000 arrests of people that had children or were having sex with children or were trafficking children. And we're talking about children as young as 6 months of age. And then you see all the usual suspects, all the major liberal media going, Trump's not busting pedophiles. Oh, Alex Jones is making up that pedophilia exists. They deposed the last pope blackmailing him over pedophilia. That was in the London Guardian. Fox News, Colorado child sex trafficker sentenced to 472 years in prison. Trafficking children as young as 6 months of age. Boom. That just happened today. Top brands pull YouTube ads over pedophilia fears. Sky News, Daily Mail, Google Axe's distasteful survey asking users to choose which child they find to be more attractive in a pedophilia survey. What? So, that's just in the news today, and here's the big bombshell that ties into everything we're about to talk about. Ex-Secret Service agent threatens to drop new details about Bill Clinton and Alita Express. Arguing with former Clinton operative online, Dan Bongino, said to Nick Merrill, you better stop claiming that she was nice to Secret Service. You want to play games? I know about the Blackberries. I know about Lolita Express. I know about who else was on that plane, not just Bill Clinton. And we know what you were doing. So get ready. That's up on InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. It's huge. We got Mike Cernovich hosting the fourth hour. He broke, of course, the John Conyers. Not just hitting on women, not just harassing women, flying them in on government planes. But again, I think that's wrong. It's horrible. I hate John Conyers. But hitting on women or even using government money to bring in women, that's fraud, is not the same as pedophilia and being on airplanes with kidnapped 10-year-old girls, drugged up. Ugh, can you imagine here, Weinstein and Kevin Spacey and all of them going to this island and with Bill Clinton and Hillary? Ooh! Hillary first represented pedophiles. She loved to do it. Men, seven men rape an 11-year-old girl they kidnapped off her front porch with her bike. They raped her so hard she could never have children again. Do I need to get graphic about what happened to that little girl? They smashed her cervix all the way in. until she had what they call a prolapse, and her whole body came out of her. And I'm sorry to talk about that with people watching. Hillary Clinton made jokes about it. She thinks little girls getting raped for 24 hours with blood pouring out of them is funny. So you remember that when you look at that witch and you love her. And that's what Bongino said. He said, you're Messiah. What's the quote here? Be careful, Nick. People know things, not just released publicly, about your Messiah. Yeah, let me just say this here. Hillary doesn't just represent pedophiles. That's why they're coming after me. Dear Nick, be careful, Nick. People know things not yet released publicly about your Messiah, Hillary. Don't poke the bear, loser. You may not like the results. Hashtag Epstein. Hashtag Emailgate. Yeah, you know it's in the 36,000 emails. It's more spirit cooking. You got all those blackberries? Did you forget some? Hashtag people know. We're going to get into Laura Loomer with us right now. And the fact that she got the exclusive video, she did not release it. The media put out the lie that she released the video of Congressman Joe Burton playing with himself in a video to a reportedly a consenting woman. Then they lied and said, I put out the video. I did not. I didn't even blur it. I covered the computer screen with paper. It only showed his face because they already put out the still image to confirm that it was a real story after other people broke it, but to also show that he was saying it was only an image he'd sent, not a video. That's not true. But I said if it was consenting, it's revenge porn against him, and it's wrong. And I warned people about what they do on these sites. The media then spun it that I released the full edited video as revenge porn, I guess saying I'd had sex with Congressman Joe Burton, which I will assure you is not the case. He's not my type. So this is the point we've gotten to, ladies and gentlemen, where there's lies upon lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. And it really, really, really makes my head spin. So we'll get into that in the next segment, Laura Loomer, and all the rest of it. But there's clearly a civil war going on using dirt everybody's got on each other. All the data mining, all the spying. People know who the girlfriends are, who the boyfriends are, who the mistresses. Everybody's playing their hands now. None have been played against me because there's nothing there. Thank God I'm not into the internet. I'll tell you that right now because I've been divorced for 4 years. But I'm a simple man. I'm not into all this stuff. And I have a basic instinct not to have sex in front of a computer. But this is getting crazier and crazier. We'll get into Joe Burton in a moment and the media's misrepresentation. But what do you make of this Bongino, highly credible, top-level Secret Service agent who told me, Alex, it's worse than you know. And I go, wait a minute, worse than I'm saying? He always says that. He goes, yes, Alex, worse than you know. Well, now he's letting us know he better go public or they're going to kill him.
Well, look, Alex, that's what we've been talking about for years now, right? Bill Clinton's own sexual promiscuities, his sexual infidelity, and his association with sexual predators and pedophiles. So it really doesn't surprise me. And, if there's one good thing that's going to come out of this this surge of sexual harassment allegations and sexual assault allegations, it will be the expose of the Clinton family and their own ties to sexual assault and sexual harassment and rape. So, I'm hoping that Bill Clinton is finally exposed for the predator he really is.
And what about all the people that have been defending him, saying there's no pedophile scandals, we're making it up, when it's everywhere?
Yeah, well, people are starting to run away from the Clintons. You're already seeing people in Hollywood now are starting to back away, and especially after Donna Brazile released her book about Hillary Clinton as well, even Democrats are starting to throw the Clintons under the bus. We see with Hollywood, Chelsea Handler sent out a tweet in reply to Juanita Broderick saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't see this tweet until now, but I believe you. So you have celebrities who defended and campaigned for the Clintons during the campaign trail saying, I believe you that Bill Clinton raped you.
So the rats are leaving the sinking ship. We created the hashtag Hillary for president, lock her up. Our listeners did it. They created the whole movement that Bill Clinton's a rapist. And now, yeah, total vindication yet again.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know when people are going to realize Alex Jones and InfoWars is always right, right? They like to call you a conspiracy theorist, and they like to call people like me and others in the alternative media, like Mike Cernovich, conspiracy theorists. But, the truth is going to come out, and people are finally going to realize Bill Clinton is a rapist, right? And Roger Stone shirts and all of the Bill Clinton is a rapist videos that we made, They're going to vindicate us and all of the conservatives who have been defending Juanita. And
by the way, I didn't just endorse Trump, and I don't just know Roger Stone that knows Trump. I know a lot of people that know Trump way back, even longer than Roger Stone. The truth is, Trump gets obsessed with one woman, showers him with gifts, treats him like a princess, just like he acts in public. Now, the woman is mean to him once or twice, he leaves him. So, but he's a neat freak as well. He's a one-woman guy. And so, I mean, I checked into all this. I mean, I know stuff the media would obviously want to know about Trump. I'm not going to get into it on air. But I know the real Donald Trump. And so to hear that he's having women urinate on him or he has all these sexual partners, that's not Donald Trump.
Well, also, too, I mean, you have to think to yourself, a man who's in the public eye, who's a celebrity, who's the now president of the United States, a billionaire, people tend to have common sense, or you would expect people in positions of power like politicians. I know we're going to talk about Congressman Barton today, to have common sense, right? To not be engaging in these extravagant sexual affairs.
I was about to say what you want about Barton. Okay. And his voting record's not that good as a conservative. He's a neocon. What are you doing, what are you doing playing with yourself in front of a live camera to webcams to a bunch of women? I mean, that's close to sticking you-know-what in a light socket. I mean, that is stupid, stupid, stupid. And a lot of conservatives are mad at me for saying it's dumb. It is dumb. I'll throw anybody under the bus that deserves it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Exclusives on Congressman Van Burton, Joe Burton, excuse me, Barton. Tried the fifth time, going to get it right. Teleprompter free, ladies and gentlemen. Don't have a list in front of me. Not reading off the teleprompter that somebody else filled up. We'll go to Laura Loomer concerning Congressman Joe Barton here in Texas here in just a moment, and I'll reintroduce that. First off, we're tirelessly taking on the very power structure. And we've seen senior Secret Service agents go public last week saying Joe Biden groped women and children in front of them. That story's up on InfoWars.com. We now have this new story. Ex-Secret Service agent Dan Bongino threatens to drop new details about Bill Clinton and Lolita Express. I cannot state to you how big a deal this is and how massive this piece of news and information is. So more of that coming up as we learn more exclusively at InfoWars.com right now. I'm going to get a hold of Bongino during the break, see if he can come on. He's been on probably 50 times. But this is huge. The fact that he's going that public tells you they know the dam's breaking on the pedophile networks, how they use that to control people. So more on that coming up. But right now, Congressman Joe Barton of Texas, of Ennis, Texas, is he innocent? Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Is this revenge porn against him by this woman that's now talked to the Washington Post? Well, whatever it is, we're going to get Laura Loomer, who's been talking to these people's expert analysis on this. Whatever the truth is, I think it's very incompetent and very reckless to be doing something like this. I've been single before in this modern age of computers and not even looking to date, and stuff pops up that a woman's 2 miles away and wants to exchange pictures with me. What do? I hit the X button. I've probably done it 100 times. So there's real impulse control problems here. But Laura Loomer, let's recap the case that just broke yesterday or a day and a half ago and walk through what's happened and how the story's changed.
So there were nude pictures and sex between Representative Joe Barton and a woman that were published to Twitter from an account on the 20th. And these images circulated the web, and they, you know, showed Joe Barton sending very graphic pictures of himself and very, you know, lewd text messages to a woman who he was supposedly having a relationship with. He admitted that the images were him and that he did send the messages. And then he apologized and said that it was consensual and that the messages were sent while he was separated or divorced from his wife. And then he also said that what was seen online was what he was aware of as well. And he didn't take responsibility for a video. He said that there was just a photo, right? And we do know that every single aspect of his statement is now false. So it wasn't a photo, it was a video. The picture that circulated was a screenshot from the video. The relationship, if you look at the text messages, it took place on Tuesday, March 13th, which was in 2012. And an article by the Washington Post has now confirmed that these messages were sent and that this sexual affair took place in 2012. So Joe Barton was not separated from his wife. His wife filed for divorce in 2014, and he was officially divorced in 2015. So what Representative Joe Barton is doing is he's using revenge porn laws as a fake shield for his own sexual infidelity, which he lied about. And, you know, there's a lot more to the story that isn't really being talked about. The woman said that Representative Joe Barton flew her to Capitol Hill, where he was working as a congressman, in 2012, and gave her a tour of the Capitol and then slept with her afterwards. So I want to know, was he using his miscellaneous spending or finances as a congressman, which he's, given as an allowance to fly this woman out and have sexual affairs? I mean, he, according to this woman, paid her off in cash and reimbursed her in cash for her flight like a prostitute. And the woman who spoke to the Washington Post appears to be a different woman from the woman who posted the messages originally online. So people are accusing you and I of posting revenge porn, but, one, I don't think this is revenge porn, and two, I never posted any images or videos of Representative
Barton. Sure, since you raised it, let's be clear. It was like Tuesday, you call the office, I'm not here, you've been given the raw footage. I wanted to show that we had the raw footage without showing it. That's what we did. We covered up, 90% of the screen, showed the top, his face, and said, folks, it's not just a photo. This is a video. And I said, this was given third party to Laura Loomer. She doesn't know why it was given to her. But our whole point is, if it was done to be mean, it's revenge porn. We dubbed that term if it was done maliciously. Didn't mean we engaged in the revenge porn. I said in the video, live report, that's what it could be. But now the whole story is degenerating and officially falling apart.
Something I want to bring up, though, is it really revenge porn, right? I feel like Republicans are being extremely hypocritical here simply because Joe Barton is a Republican.
No, that's right. When TMZ puts out somebody's sex tape that somebody put out, they don't call it that. It's called journalism.
Anthony Weiner, right? Anthony Weiner was having a consensual sexting relationship with a woman in 2013. I'm not talking about the minor. I'm talking about, I believe it was Sydney Leathers, right? He believed he was having a consensual message to him, was sending her sex messages and pictures of his penis as well. So Republicans used that to tear down Anthony Weiner, and we used that the campaign against the Clintons, and we had no problem bringing up his dick pics and his sexual messages and his infidelity to Huma Abedin. So what would we have done if he had said that was revenge porn? I really think that Republicans need to look at themselves in the mirror and ask themselves if they're being hypocrites. We have a right to know what our elected officials are doing while they're representing us on Capitol Hill. And if they're, screwing around on the taxpayer dime and using funds, not saying that he did, but if they are using funds to have...
let's just be clear, too. Weiner first got in trouble years ago for sexting adult women. That's separate from his conviction for the 15-year-old, because the media will try to conflate that and be deceptive as well.
Yeah.
My whole point in covering the fact that we have the raw video is to say it's a video, not an image. Here you can see video of his face from the same video, not showing the sexual part. It's just shocking to see mainline Republicans try to spin it like we're Democrats or we're bad people for covering this. They even claim we originally put the photos out, which isn't true. And again, it's just incredible deception.
No, I completely agree with you. They're trying to accuse us. They're trying to make it sound like Representative Joe Barton sent me messages, like sexual messages directly, and that I was the one who released them. And that's not true. And so I have people who are messaging me like, oh, were you texting Representative Joe Barton? And they're acting like liberals. And we have
that's because the media misrepresents things so badly.
Right. And we have conservatives who are now falling into this liberal trap, and they're not trying to hold Representative Joe Barton.
No, I agree. Let's come back and talk about it. But to be clear, the photos are out. It's not just a photo. It's a video. We have the video without showing even his hands. We just show his face looking down from the same photo that was public to show we have the video. It's a video, not the other. And I said people are idiots if they're doing this online sex stuff. I'm not trying to go after Barton or anybody. I'm simply reporting that what he did, though, sexting, is not the same as pedophilia. And it's not the same as all this other stuff. But if he's lying to his constituents, that's a whole other issue. And we've got to be fair here. We can't just go after Democrats and leave Republicans alone. We'll be right back with Laura Loomer.
Is on the run. You're listening to the Alex Jones.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds, things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
The mainstream media loves to deceive their audiences, their readers, their viewers. They have all these different slick ways of doing it. the pre-written teleprompters that are twisted questions that are deception. It's hard to even cover all the real news versus try to be deceptive. But I've got a bunch of media texting me right now. Somebody's giving my number out to corporate media saying, Jones, why did you post the Joe Barton video and why did you pull it down? And they don't care what I say. They're going to make up what they make up. So I just say, make up what you're going to make up. You're fake news. We're real news. I've explained the fact that if I published a book and there were 20 chapters and I only had 3 chapters, it would be called excerpts. So you have a TV screen and you've got Congressman Joe Barton with his hand down here and I cover the whole middle of the screen up at the top and all you can see is his eyes at the top. That's not publishing the video. But I understand. You think somehow I can get in trouble for it or something, which of course I won't. So you want to create the illusion that we're fake news, we're illegal, we're bad, we did it, he was sending me the video, he was sending Laura Limmer the video. I mean, that's what you do to your victim audiences. It's why you have smaller and smaller audiences. We didn't like the fact that he was saying it was a photo, an image, when it was not an image, it was a video. And he was saying it was another year, 2015 when it was 2012. And I asked Laura Loomer, I said, what is the point of this? She goes, I don't know. It's from multiple parties passed down. She didn't publish it. I showed that we had the video, but did not show the video. It's like saying, yeah, I was able to download a movie before it came out, which I've never done myself. But to say, like, I've got Blade Runner 2 before it came out. Go, oh, really? Show me. Okay. Here's 5 seconds of it. That isn't posting Blade Runner online. That's showing I have Blade Runner to point out that it is a video, not a photo. And then I said, if this woman, it was consensual, it's revenge porn by her to go to the press. But if there's another story, maybe he's bad. It was an incredibly fair piece. And I'm not covering this to CYA myself. I'm covering it just like I spent an hour on that lying guy at Vox talking about Sean Hannity and saying Sean Hannity endorsed Roy Moore at the beginning of the campaign or there's no Uranium One scandal. It's just showing what liars you are. That's what this is about. That's why we do this. Now, quite frankly, I had Laura Loomer already coming on, a great investigative journalist. She gets demonized a lot. We got Mike Cernovich that broke the John Conyers stuff coming up. I want to talk about what's coming next, but I got to be honest. Spending time on Joe Barton is really, at this point, secondary other than getting the record straight. If people ask why I took it down, because I saw the media immediately saying Alex has published the full video of him doing this. I knew they were going to misrepresent it. And then I thought somebody else is about to put it out. So I thought it would be out by now. They're going to say that was me. So I did that. We've got the footage we put up of it covered up if we need to. But the media is so deceptive now that, you know, there's a murder in Timbuktu. They'll probably say I did it. So, you know, that's my whole issue there, was to show we had the video, to show he wasn't telling the truth about that. People don't understand that they don't have a brain. But the big story's on Infowars.com. It's on Newswars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Dan Bongino, senior Secret Service agent on foreign trips, who told me many times on air and off air, Alex, it's worse than you know. It's worse than you know. It's as bad as you could possibly imagine. Now saying, look out. Hillary Clinton was involved with Bill Clinton and Epstein on those pedophile flights. I want to get to this with you, Laura, in the next segment because it's so big, but and just this overall scandal and where this is going. But you get my point that a guy sending stuff to a woman he's reportedly dated might be creepy. If she doesn't want anymore, might be harassment, might be stalking. But on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 1 or a 2. Lolita Express and kidnapped little girls, that's a 10. And so I just see the media focusing. And I'm not knocking you for focusing on this or us focusing. We cover it all. Because we talked yesterday. We're like, we'll be hypocrites if we don't cover this. Because we're covering Democrats. So let's cover the fact that we have the video. He's lying about it just being an image. But then the media lies about that. But at the same time, we should just set the record straight and move on.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to continue dwelling on this. I think it was important for me to come on today and speak with you to address these, you know, wild accusations that we're engaging in revenge porn. Because look, there's just a lot of hypocrisy. And the problem is that Republicans have no issue using images against Democrats like Anthony Weiner to take them out of political power and to shame the Democrats. But when it comes to draining the swamp, on the Republican side of the aisle, they just act like hypocrites. And I'm just going to quote what you said in the beginning of this segment. Judgment day is coming, bitches. So if, you know, if you're going to drain the swamp, you got to drain it on both sides of the aisle. You can't clean out your neighbor's closet if you're not going to clean out your own.
Oh,
closet.
I agree. There are swamp creatures in both parties.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if you look at all of these sexual harassment accusations and these sealed deals, and you want to talk about draining the swamp, forget about term limits, right? We're going to drain the swamp by sperm limits. That's what it's starting to look like, because it seems like a lot of men in Congress haven't been able to keep their, you know, their junk in their pants, and they've been using taxpayer funds to cover up their own sexual harassment.
Well, what I don't get is the power trip. I mean, like, I'm focused on business and getting stuff done. And it'd be one thing if a guy, like, had an affair once every 20 years and wasn't married or something. It's like they're all over everybody. They're like maniacs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's very concerning. And I think that there's a lot of hypocrisy on both sides of the aisle. Democrats want to go after Republicans. Republicans want to go after Democrats. But when it comes to exposing the swamp creatures on your own side of the aisle, if we're going to go after one person for sexual harassment, you have to treat everybody fairly. You just can't pick and choose.
Absolutely. But expanding on this, I would have thought when fake news blew up the Democrats' face and the media's face, they would back off. Instead, they've just intensified the level of fake news against yours truly, yourself, many others. It has reached just biblical cloud cuckoo land level.
Yeah, look, it's a shame. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say that even conservatives I've respected in the past were engaging in this revenge porn narrative and trying to attack you and I on Twitter for something that, you know, we didn't do. They're trying to make it seem like we were very malicious. But look, I think at the end of the day,
by the way, they never saw the footage because I took it down in 30 minutes because I saw the spin. I was like, hey, it's video, not this. Here's his face. It's video. See? Oh, they showed it. He put the image out. I was like, whoa, I'm not going to get in that briar patch.
Yeah. But like I said, right, Congressman Joe Barton lied about when these messages were sent. He lied about being divorced from his wife, and he lied about his infidelity. And the woman.
And he lied about it being a video. He said it was a photo, not a video.
Yeah, and the woman told the Washington Post.
He said, this is the extent of it. He said, this image is all there is. No, there's a whole video.
The woman told the Washington Post that Congressman Barton said, oh, should I send you a picture of myself? And she said, no, please do not send me a picture of yourself. So that would be sexual harassment. If she's telling the truth and he really did send her pictures like that and she didn't want them, that's harassment. If you're sending somebody unwanted pictures of yourself.
All I'm saying is, Laura, is that who in their right mind, especially a public figure, jacks into the internet and then masturbates in front of a webcam? I mean, that is the craziest. That is totally irresponsible. And I don't care who he is. Plus, the guy wanted DACA. The guy wants globalism. He's a neocon.
Yeah, he's a rhino, right? He's a never-Trumper. He cheated on Americans with DACA, and now he's been caught cheating on his wife through these sex messages, and he needs to take responsibility, and he needs to resign. He needs to stop threatening this woman with a capital investigation when he was the one who flew her out to D.C. himself, and he needs to stop using his position of political power to try and silence women. If you're going to...
Stay right there. We're going to come back into the big issue, the pedophilia.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Cernovich is coming up with a lot of big breaking news. Laura Loomer, investigative journalist, riding shotgun with us. She's broken so much huge news, especially on Vegas. Game-changing work she did there on so many other fronts. Got arrested for during that Shakespeare in the Park where they were simulating killing the president, simply protesting it. That's why she gets demonized a lot by the left and right, because she's taking action. She's getting stuff done, and that's who they go after. Just briefly here, we've got Black Friday specials running. All of the specials are live right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of these are going to have to end because we're very, very close to selling out of them. They've been sold out for weeks on Brainforce, our amazing nootropic. It came back in last week, limited supply. That's still 50% off, $19.95. Other leading brands that have similar formulas are $60, $70. So normally at $29.95 or $39.95 at full price, it's a decent deal. At $19.95, it is close to being a loss leader. Plus, with the free shipping, it is. We have silver bullet, colloidal silver, 67% off, same brand. Jeff Bezos sells at Whole Foods for $25. We have it for $9. Super Mel Vitality, 50% off, super high. That's a great deal. InfoWars Select, emergency high-quality storable food, 50% off. We can hardly ever do that, but that's free shipping on top of it. That's just insane. All Pro Pure items, 25% off, water filtration, knockout, amazing. Same price as a bottle of melatonin of the same dose, but there's eight other ingredients like L-tryptophan, valerian root, other things that all work together for an amazing restful sleep. Living Defense, anti-parasite cleanse. Well, they need this in North Korea. 50% off, free shipping. Prostagar, 50% off, plus free shipping, plus many, many others. And these are going to have to end on Monday. On Monday, we have a couple new specials, but it won't be as extensive as this. I just accelerate the specials because people like them, but I got to sell a lot more products to be able to fund the operation. So please commit to help us take on the globalist. This stuff taking on the pedophile networks and my covert funding of documentary film crews to aid law enforcement and coverage of it has got them really angry at me. And I'm asking for it. I'm not complaining like, oh, look at me, they're coming after me. I'm just saying you want to empower somebody that is giving it all they got, not taking it lying down, and getting results. If there was somebody else out there doing what we're doing, I'd put all my energy behind them. Because I'm looking for somebody doing a better job than I am. I don't think I'd do that good a job. But I'm committed. I'm long-term. We've been proven right. But we're the best there is. And so we need your prayers, number one. Spread the videos. Spread the articles. Get them out there. You've been doing that. You've been getting it around the censors. They're really upset. They're having congressional hearings on it. And commit. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and whether it's heirloom seeds for the spring that are high quality, widest selection, or water filtration, the very best systems, best prices, or air filtration, or Patriot apparel, or supplements, it's all there. Free shipping, store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, if you'll just sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off. It's free to do. The AutoShip saves you 10%, and you can cancel anytime you want. But if it's coffee you want once a month, or caveman that you want, or some of the Emmerich's essentials, or the new Floralife, or the new carnivore product, you just sign up for AutoShip on stuff that you're going to reuse, or it's perishable, then it comes to you each month, or every 3 months, or every 6 months. It goes out to, I think, 6 months is the edge of when you can do it. And again, 10% off additionally. So on top of that, a lot of these are lost leaders when you sign up for the AutoShip. An InfoWars store. Okay, so going back to Laura Loomer, people can follow at Twitter. We'll give you all her contacts here in a moment. I agree. We should, it's a Laura Loomer, at Laura Loomer there on Twitter. I agree, we should definitely cover the Joe Martin thing because it's a story of manipulation, a story of corruption, a story of just bad judgment, And so that's why we did it, was a show. It's not an image, and that's not the extent of it. It's a video, and there's reportedly other stuff and other women, and I know you know some about that. So it's how they handle this, the arrogance of these guys, thinking, because he's at the Capitol and he's got power, that he could do something like this. I mean, this is just crazy. Much less people that put their stuff on the cloud. Those Hollywood stars put stuff on the cloud of them having sex with their boyfriends or girlfriends and then wonder why it gets out. I mean, it's crazy. So that said, moving on past that, what do you make of the Jerry Epstein and the Bill Clinton and Dan Bongino, very respected Secret Service agent, saying, look, we got evidence of all of you on the plane with the kids. Look out. It's going to come out. That sounds to me like he's getting ready to bring it out, and he thinks in this climate it's safe to bring it out. Why do you think everybody's going public, from sexual harassment down to pedophilia right now? Why are there so many arrests? We know it's Trump. It's the courage. It's the turning of things, But I mean, what's happening right now, Laura, in your view?
I think that there's a lot of things. I think that Trump being president, right, and a lot of people not feeling threatened by a Clinton presidency in which their lives would literally be threatened if Hillary Clinton was president. They wouldn't be able to come out and be public about all of these allegations because Hillary Clinton would most likely abuse her position of power to silence victims, just like she did to people like Juanita Broderick. And I think that other women are inspired. I don't believe that all of the allegations against all of these men are true. I think there are a lot of false allegations going around. But with regards to Bill Clinton, we've been hearing We've been hearing stories about this, and we've been hearing from women for years now. And the mainstream media and Hillary Clinton and all of her associates have gone out of their way to silence these individuals. And some of these people have even ended up dead, right, with two suicide gunshots to the back of the head. So all I have to say is I really hope that Dan Bongino goes into some type of witness protection program or gets some bodyguards so that we're able to see this evidence and hear his accounts of events before he is found, like I said, with two gunshots in the back of the head.
Wow, Laura Loomer, incredibly well said. I mean, that's it. And I've got to get all the video clips of him on the show saying, Alex, it's worse than you're saying. It's worse than you know. And I say, what is it? He goes, brother, I can't say, but let me just tell you, it's as evil as it gets. And then they think he told me stuff off air, so they broke in his house, broke in his car, death threatened him, and he would call up probably 20 times and go, listen, they listen to you all the time. You got to go on air and tell them I didn't tell you anything, you know, off air, because he never does. I mean, he's not a stupid guy. I'm not stupid. I don't want to know the stuff he knows unless it's on air. I told the D.C. madam a month before she got hung at her mother's house, and I talked to her a condo manager where she owned a condo, and I talked to her family. It wasn't her handwriting. She was murdered. She said people were after her. She was during a break. John Harmon heard it. Because, you know, he was listening in while she was on the phone. She's like, oh, I got them all. I said, I don't want to hear any names. She didn't say anything. I said, lady, say it all on air right now or don't tell me a word. I said, they're going to kill you. And she said, oh, no, I've got people that have got the records. And, you know, they thought their mom. That's why they went to her house. And I didn't want to know. You either get it all out, like Jim Garrison said in the JFK assassination. You stay in the sunshine. I don't know any secrets that I basically haven't said on air that are life-threatening. Because if somebody starts trying to tell me some big secret I know will get you killed, I go, whoa, 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 partner, text, stop right there. I do not want to know this unless you're ready to go public right now. These people just don't get how dangerous. But I mean, Bongino's was a decorated New York cop, very good Secret Service agent. He's not stupid. So, I mean, I think he's getting ready to go public. What do you think? I've been calling him the last 2 hours five times. He hadn't answered.
I hope he goes public. And look, you know, you're not the only one who's been speaking with sources like this tied to the Clintons, people that have information on his abuse of power when it comes to, you know, sex with others. I know somebody who told me that they were in one of the presidential motorcades that President Bill Clinton allowed Kevin Spacey to use, where Kevin Spacey would literally be having gay sex in the back of President Clinton's motorcade while President Bill Clinton was in town because they were buddies. There's a lot of these security guards and personnel and Secret Service agents who are very aware of, you know, the promiscuity and just this very disgusting, perverse nature of Bill Clinton.
The lawlessness.
I mean, using taxpayer dollars in a security motorcade to engage in acts of gay sex. It's just, it's
you're disgusting. You're saying you've got federal sources that were there while, that told you that Spacey was having basically sex parties in the backs of limos in the motorcade.
Yeah, I'm not going to confirm whether or not they still are still active, you know, federal security officers, but yes, I do have sources who have told me that they witnessed Kevin Spacey having gay sex with men in the back of President Bill Clinton's motorcade.
And again, the media calls us fake news. How many stories have we put out, have you put out, that have turned out to be dead on? I mean, it's a daily basis. Everything we've talked, because we have real sources.
All of the information I put out regarding Vegas was true, but I was called a conspiracy theorist. I was called crazy. People on the right demonized me.
Well, that's because most of the right. I saw the articles that attacked you and I yesterday. It's Soros talking points. Every one of them was, you know, all these lies. He lost his kid. You know, this lawsuit. He's a loser. He's a liar. He says he's fake. It's a formula. These people are literally getting $20,000 a year from Soros, and they're just losers. We'll be back. Stay there, Laura Loomer and Mike Cernovich, straight ahead.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.